Well, it's great to have. It speaks about the quality of the tournament and the quality of the top four guys that reached the last four. I think it's great to have the top four players competing in the semifinals on the biggest event, because it just brings even more rivalry, even more importance to those matches and to the tournament in general. Look, you know, you mentioned Andy Murray. I want to say that I'm really pleased to see that he's coming back to the court. He's going to play doubles and hopefully singles very soon after, you know, what has happened with him in the last couple of years. I can relate to the issues that he had, because I've kind of went through my elbow surgery in a similar time. But, you know, obviously his injuries are much worse than mine. And, you know, I've shared my trajectory of my career in a very similar fashion and probably in the same time as Andy. So I feel very connected with him, and we're same age, same generation. We've known each other for a long time, so it's really nice to see him, on a side note. And Dominic is deservedly, you know, where he is, you know, top one of the top four guys, and especially on clay. That's where he's playing his best tennis. He's got a tremendous power in his game, especially with forehand and serve. And I think backhand also has improved a lot in last couple of years. Seems like his relationship with Masu has helped him a lot also mentally, I think, in big matches. And it seems like he has been working really well. So if he continues playing this way, not just on clay, but in general, I think we will probably be seeing him more often, you know, on different surfaces in the final stages of the tournament. So how far us four, so to say, other than this tournament, can, you know, create something that we've created with Andy, you know, three of us guys, I don't know. I mean, it's a different time for us now than it was 5 years ago, obviously. We're a bit older. You know, we've been still enjoying some of our best tennis, you know, on the biggest events. I'm talking about Federer, Nadal, and myself. And that's great to see. I mean, obviously, you know, these two guys, Nadal and Federer, are, you know, arguably the biggest legends of this sport and best players, successful players ever. So to be in the mix with them and to have myself successful career is quite a great feeling.
Yeah, just Novak, on a similar theme, this is the first Grand Slam since the French Open in 2012 that you and Roger and Rafa are all in the semi-finals at the same tournament. I mean, it seems incredible it's been that long. I just wanted your reaction to that.
Okay, I mean, Roger also didn't play last couple of years, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it happens. I mean, in a big tournaments like slams, everyone has an extra, so to say, it seems like everyone has an extra gear, extra motivation to really perform their best and to shine in these tournaments, because obviously these tournaments count the most in the history of our sport. So of course they inspire players to play their best, and that's why you can actually see probably more surprises, I guess, surprising wins against top players here than maybe other tournaments. But you know, I think we all have been quite consistent. I didn't know about that, so it's great. I don't know what else I can say about that.
Novak, you've won in straight sets again today, and earlier in the week you said you were happy to win in cruise control. And I wondered, if they made a film about your life, would you be happy for Tom Cruise to play you? Are there any other actors that you admire? And would you ever consider an acting career in future, or would that be mission impossible for you?
Wow, amazing. No, I probably wouldn't choose if I had a choice, if I wouldn't choose Tom, even though I respect him. I don't consider acting career, but we can talk if you have some offers later on. You can always recommend. The actors that I admire. Well, DiCaprio, De Niro, Gerald Butler on the men's side. And I like Halle Berry, Sharon Stone, and Jessica Alba.
That's two.
I do.
Now, Novak, if we could possibly get back to tennis.
Okay.
It's a joke. Tennis players have to play each round by round, and you do that week in, week out. But you're facing a possible historic marker. You have a long ways to go still, but it's out there. To what extent in your career do you feel you're playing for history, that history plays a role in your career, in your desires?
Well, the presence, I think, of history making is stronger than ever right now in my career. I think the longer I play, or the further I go, I guess, in my career, the sense of history making is only getting stronger, because I mean that's, you know, one of the greatest motivations I have, obviously, and I think there is no better way to make history of the sport than to win slams and play your best in the biggest events, and obviously try to stay as number one as long as you can. I mean, those are results-wise the pinnacle achievements that you can have in our sport.
Novak, obviously the top four made the semifinals here, men's side this year, and women's side only one player from the top 25 even made the semifinals. So I'm curious, if you've been in this era where there's been lots of consistency on the men's side, do you ever wish there was just sort of a crazy result for once on the men's side and something similarly unpredictable happened, or are you enjoying being part of this fairly steady time?
Well, apart from myself, I would love to see a big surprises, to be honest with you. But it's tough for me to compare now the women's and the men's tournament or in general. I mean, Serena, you know, has been so dominant over the years, and but obviously she hasn't been playing as much, and she hasn't been as consistent, and which is normal. I mean, of course, after so many years of great success. And then after her, you know, obviously you have players like Simona Halep and Sloane Stephens, and, you know, Muguruza a couple of times, Grand Slam winner, that, you know, people are kind of looking for who is the next dominant women's tennis player. But, you know, there are more players in the mix, I guess, and there are young ones like Anisimova from today and Vondrusova, yeah, which is, you know, it's the first time that I personally see them play on a highest level, and it's great. I think it's really good for the sport to see new faces, and I'm sure that people are also excited and looking forward to see some, you know, new champions of Grand Slams and I guess big tournaments on the men's side as well. Hopefully that will come after I finish my career.